Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Offensive plan to retake Mosul from Islamic State. A top U.S. military official says Iraqi and Kurdish fighters plan to launch an operation in April or May to take back the city of Mosul. The official from U.S. Central Command, who spoke under condition of anonymity, says up to 25,000 Iraqi troops will make up the main attack force. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters would contain Islamic State from the north and west of the city. The U.S. has already launched airstrikes on Islamic State supply lines in advance of the mission. It also plans to provide training and other military support to the Iraqi forces. President Barack Obama declared Thursday that any contention by terrorist groups that Western nations are fighting a war against Islam is an ugly lie. In a wide-ranging speech at a White House-sponsored anti-terrorism summit in Washington, Mr. Obama rejected the idea that mostly Christian and Jewish Western nations are waging a war on Muslims. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports.
President Barack Obama continued a three-day summit on Thursday where he called on leaders from 60 countries from around the world to join the fight against violent extremism.
It's not a question of Jews or Christians or Muslims. We're all in the same boat, and we have to help each other to get out of this crisis.
U.S. officials say the goal of the gathering is to come up with strategies based on facts and realities that nations can implement together to end violent extremism. More regional meetings are expected in coming months. Mary Alice Salinas, the State Department.
Qatar recalled its ambassador to Egypt for consultations Thursday in a widening rift over Egyptian airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Libya earlier this week. Qatar expressed concern about Egypt's unilateral action. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it carried out airstrikes Thursday that hit Boko Haram bases in the northeast, killing a large number of militants. The military says the Nigerian Air Force targeted Boko Haram training camps and weapons dumps in the Sambisa Forest and the town of Gwoza. Those are two Boko Haram strongholds. There has been no independent confirmation of the military's claims. The World Health Organization says anti-Ebola efforts in West Africa are being undermined by unsafe burials, as well as a failure to identify dozens of Ebola cases. Health officials have warned for months that to stop the Ebola virus from spreading, suspected cases must be isolated and tested, and those killed by Ebola buried by workers wearing special protective gear. But the WHO says in the week ending February 15th, there were 39 unsafe burials in Guinea and 45 in Sierra Leone. Hopes are fading for that tattered Ukrainian ceasefire. There are reports of fresh fighting near the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. A Kiev military spokesman says pro-Russian separatists, following a victory over Ukrainian forces at Debaltseve, began the heavy shelling of a village on the outskirts of Mariupol on Wednesday. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko called for UN peacekeepers to monitor the remains of the ceasefire deal announced last week. Germany rejected Greece's request for a 6-month extension of its bailout arrangement.
Aber man muss auch sagen, dass dieses Angebot noch nicht ausreichend
ist. Sigmar Gabriel, German Vice Chancellor and Economy Minister, said the request was a good start but lacks indication of actions to be taken by Greece. But the Greek government says Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had a constructive phone call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about his country's financial crisis. The U.S. and Afghanistan's Taliban are denying media reports they plan to hold peace talks. Ayaz Ghul has more.
A Taliban spokesman contacted VOA by phone to say there is no change in its policy with regards to holding peace talks with any party because foreign forces are still occupying Afghanistan. In Washington, a State Department official denied there had been direct talks with the Taliban. Both were responding to international media reports that the Taliban is preparing to meet with U.S. representatives in the Qatari capital of Doha. The Taliban has long insisted it wants to hold talks with the United States before engaging in peace negotiations with Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Northeastern Australia's Queensland state is preparing for Cyclone Marcia. Forecasters say the cyclone is a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous. It's packing massive waves, heavy rain and winds of up to 290 kilometers per hour. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.